Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. It was tucked into a little trailer bill attached to the budget package passed last week, a clutch of changes to California's Public Records Act that weakened it considerably. Its passage sparked a firestorm of criticism from journalists and government watchdogs. Now the state assembly appears to be ready to backtrack on its vote, but the state senate is not. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has more.
The idea to change open records requirements for local governments initially came from Governor Jerry Brown. California's constitution requires the state to pay for anything it imposes on local governments. To save money, his plan would let local governments say no to responding to public records requests within 10 days, providing assistance to people on honing their records requests, and handing over electronic copies of documents. Brown argued local governments should be doing this. They just shouldn't pass the cost along to the state, as they're entitled to do now. So the budget package approved last week revoked those public access requirements. Many mayors say they'll still give the public government records, but Terry Frank, a public information advocate Californians Aware, is worried. He says the changes are very serious, especially that part about electronic records.
It means that local agencies will be free to tell you, okay, here it is, here's a stack of paper. Here are your emails. Here are 700 pages of them. You can figure out a way to search through them yourself. And, oh, by the way, you'll be paying for 700 pieces of paper.
Today, the Assembly is voting to keep the old standards in place. But the Senate doesn't want to back down. President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says senators won't vote on that new bill unless he sees evidence local governments really are choosing to opt out of the old public records guidelines.
Unless the local governments are violating the law, the state should not be on the hook for tens of millions of dollars to pay them for what they should be, doing.
Steinberg says instead the Senate will vote on a constitutional amendment requiring local governments to pay for the cost of providing those public records. In a statement, Brown says he supports the constitutional move. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
Also worth noting yesterday, the California Citizens Compensation Commission granted 5.2% raises to the governor, state lawmakers, and 11 top state officers, saying the improving economy and budget justifies restoring some of the salary cuts they've borne in the last 4 years. California congressional representatives are joining students in the nation's capital today to try to stop a student loan interest rate hike. If Congress doesn't act by July 1st, rates on federally subsidized loans will double, adding thousands of dollars of more debt for the average student, and nearly half of California college students borrow money to go to school. Shella Baer has the story.
To 20-year-old Brianna Mullen, almost nothing is scarier than being in debt.
I grew up in a household where we were often strapped for cash, and I saw that effect of struggling for money, and I saw that, you know, the fights that would incur, and since I was 10 years old.
Her sophomore year in high school, things got worse. During the recession, both her parents lost their jobs right after they'd bought a house in the Bay Area suburb of Concord.
And then because of the housing bubble, we were forced to foreclose on that home. And so it was kind of the perfect storm of bad circumstances that hit.
Mullen says her family ended up on welfare. And the only way for her to go to college was to rely on federally subsidized loans with low interest rates. Now, Mullen is facing a doubling of those interest rates, halfway to her degree from UC Berkeley.
It's a helpless feeling in the fact that I've tried to control as many circumstances in my life as possible, my own financial stability, how I go to school, and then for have these external things happening that affect it. It's frustrating, and it makes me unsure of the future.
It makes no sense to let subsidized Stafford loan rates rise from 3.4 to 6.8%.
Lauren Asher is president of a nonprofit in Oakland that lobbies for student financial aid.
Interest rates in the economy are still very low, and students are facing a really tough time in the job market.
Asher runs the Institute for College Access and Success. She says in the past 2 decades, the number of students in debt nationwide has grown by almost 30%. High interest rates have made the problem worse.
Historically, interest rates for student loans have been set by Congress in somewhat arbitrary ways.
When Republicans wanted to reduce the deficit in 2006, rates went up. When Democrats took control of Congress the following year, they passed California Representative George Miller's bill that cut rates for 5 years. That bill has expired, and Asher says the neediest students will get hit hardest.
For someone who starts school next year and borrows the maximum for 4 years and then graduates, it would cost them $4,000 more than if interest rates were allowed to stay where they are today.
Financial aid officers like Rachel Feldman at UC Berkeley are scrambling to soften the blow.
We don't want students to be afraid. Education is one of the best ways to get out of a poor financial situation.
She says a big problem is that most students don't understand the effects of interest rates. The government only requires counseling for their first loans and after their last, nothing in between. So Feldman says departments like hers have started stepping up efforts to bridge the gap.
For students who are borrowing more than the average student at Berkeley, we're requiring them to come in and do some financial literacy and some estimations of what it's really going to cost to repay their loan. And we're working right now on developing a peer mentoring program in financial literacy and debt education for our students.
Student Brianna Mullins says if interest rates do double, it won't stop her from graduating, but it may force her to change career paths, from education policy to something she likes less that pays more, not to mention the pressures on the rest of her life.
Higher interest rates really means that I'm looking at longer-term payoff for my loans, and that means not buying a house, you know, not starting a family necessarily immediately.
Students have been in this situation before. Last year, interest rates were set to double, but it was an election year. Neither party wanted to alienate young voters, so Congress agreed on a 1-year extension. This year, the two parties haven't been able to compromise on a permanent solution. That leaves students like Brianna Mullen hoping Congress can at least pass another short-term fix. For the California Report, I'm Charla Bear.
And finally, today, a dramatic exit for Exodus International, a Christian ministry that claimed to offer a cure and then later an alternative for homosexuality. Coinciding with its annual conference in Irvine, Exodus announced plans to shut down after nearly 4 decades. The closure comes right after Exodus released an apology. As the organization's president put it, quote, "For some time, we've been imprisoned in a worldview that's neither honoring toward our fellow human beings nor biblical." That's the California Report for Thursday, June 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.